listening to the Nonstop Sports Podcast. And now your hosts, Peyton and Jaden.
Welcome back to Nonstop Sports with Peyton and
Jaden.
Today we're going to be talking about the NBA playoffs and we're going to give you an update on it. But before, thanks to our sponsor, Fertilawn and Bountiful.
They do lawns and trees, so if you want a healthy lawn, even during the drought, call them now at 801-295-3057.
Remember, 801-295-3057.
Make sure to tell them we told you.
Now, let's get back to sports. Alrighty, so we're coming up and we're going to be... The NBA first round happened and the second round. And the first round going through was the Mavericks and the Suns. They both went through. The Bucks and the Celtics went through. Heat and the 76ers and the Warriors and the Grizzlies. Alrighty, so the Mavericks and the Suns, they played in their series. And it's 3-3 right now.
I think that right now the Suns are going to win because Devin Booker, he's just a really good player. He can shoot the balls. He's amazing on shots. He can just make all his three-pointers. He's really good at defense. The Suns played the Mavericks one game, and they just had, like, 15 steals that game. The Mavericks had so much turnovers, and the Suns, they just took charge of the Mavericks.
Yeah, and Devin Booker is not the only good player on the team. He's got so much backup. He's got DeAndre Ayton, a great defensive player, and Chris Paul, another great shooter, and they can both help him. If Jalen Brunson can take charge for the Mavericks again and Luka Doncic can go out there and perform, I think the Mavericks can win this.
Luka Doncic and Jalen Brunson have just been on fire. When Luka Doncic was injured against the Jazz, Jalen Brunson took charge, getting like 40 points each game. The Jazz just couldn't stop him. Jalen Brunson is just an amazing player. He's just... good at everything he does.
Jalen Brunson goes out there and does what he did against the Jazz. When Luka Doncic was out in those first few games against the Jazz in round one, Jalen Brunson, he just really proved that he's a really good player and he's able to control a team. Luka Doncic, when he got added to that, they did even better and the Jazz just couldn't hang on. But anyways, so then the Bucks and the Celtics played. The Celtics won the series to 4-3 series.
The Celtics, I had them going to my championship game when we did it, so I thought they were going to win, but it was a close game. It looked like for a second that the Bucks were going to win, but then the Celtics just took charge, and Jason Tatum just did good for them and scored them a lot of points and helped them end with Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, in Game 7, Grant Williams took charge of the team, and he still had, like, Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, and Jason Tatum, who all helped him. But he just really took charge and was able to help the team win. Giannis Antetokounmpo, he's really good, but he couldn't really put up the shots. He just got stopped by the Celtics defense. Same with, like, Chris Middleton. Those two, they just couldn't get really any shots up. And I just think that the Celtics were able to just power through them. Bucks are a good team, but I don't know.
The Bucks are a good team, like you said. Giannis, he's just so good. It's hard to stop him because he can just do so good against all the teams.
Yeah, the Bucks obviously are a good team because they made it to the second round, so... But if you go to your championship in, like, the East or the West, that means you're one of the best four teams. So, alrighty, let's talk about the Heat and the 76ers. The Heat were able to win a 4-2 series.
The 76ers just didn't look good. The Heat, they look phenomenal. Jimmy Butler, he's super good. It's hard to stop him. He can just turn fakes on. He can do spin moves on you and just fake you out and just score. The 76ers just looked bad.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler was able to take hold of the 76ers and was able to, like, stomp past them. 76ers, Joel Embiid, and James Harden weren't able to stop Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler, he got help from, like, Tyler Herro. Those two were doing really good. Jimmy Butler, though, he's having a pretty good year. He's just really good this year for some reason. Most years, he's not the best. But why do you think the 76ers fell apart?
I think that they fell apart because James Harden and Joel Embiid aren't just doing so well this season. They're not showing that they're the best team and that they're just not showing it.
Yeah, this whole season, they once James Harden got traded for Ben Simmons, everybody thought the 76ers were just all of a sudden going to be the best team in the league. And they were going to they did pretty good. The first game James Harden went, he did great. And 76ers are a good team.
I think maybe Ben Simmons actually might be better than James Harden for the 76ers when that was the trade.
Yeah, James Harden. And he can get the three-pointers, and, like, he's a great three-point shooter. And they got a good person who can, like, get those easy layups, Joel Embiid. And then they've got James Harden who can hit it outside the three-pointer. And make those baskets. So I think that 76ers were good. I just think that Jimmy Butler and the Heat were able to just power through them.
Do you think that if the 76ers didn't play the Heat, you think that they could have beaten any other team in it?
The 76ers? I think the 76ers maybe could have competed with the Bucks. I think the Celtics would have been able to beat them. I don't think the 76ers maybe with the Bucks. Bucks are a good team, though, but I don't think so. All right, okay, let's talk about the Warriors and the Grizzlies. The Warriors won the series 4-2.
Ja Morant got injured, and that really kind of affected the Grizzlies. He is like the best player. That affected them. After Ja Morant got injured the next game, Grizzlies dominated the Warriors.
Yeah, and when Ja Morant got injured, like, the Grizzlies, as we saw, like, towards the end of the regular season, like, Ja Morant, he's needed, but, like, they did fine without him. So, but I think that, like, Desmond Bane and Jaren Jackson Jr., if they're able to step up, then I think they could have beaten the Warriors. But Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, Jordan Poole, they were all able to, like, just dominate. So, are the Warriors good enough to win it all?
Yes, they are. Stephen Curry, he can just make all the three-pointers. He's just a phenomenal player. He makes his three-point shots. He helps out the Warriors so much. He also is a good defense player. He's really good at shooting, and he can just make, like, all the three-pointers that he shoots.
Yeah, Stephen Curry makes, like, he's now the, like, three-point leader, so, like, he's a great three-point shooter. There's no doubt about that. And the Warriors, when they had Kevin Durant back then, they, like, were able to win a lot of titles. And now the Warriors, they don't have Kevin Durant. He's with the Nets, but that doesn't matter. They got, like, Jordan Poole and Klay Thompson's back. When Klay Thompson got injured, that was really bad for the Warriors last season. So let's do trivia. How many NBA championships has Stephen Curry won? We'll tell you at the end of the podcast. Alrighty, so, Jaden, who do you think's the best all-around player so far?
So far, I think that it's Devin Booker. After he got injured, he just came and showed up. He just kept making the shots. He showed the Suns that he's the, like, he just showed all the teams that he's the best player in the league. He tried to tell them that, like, you can't compete with me. If you play me, I want to beat you. And he was just showing other teams that.
Yeah. I think it's Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler's helped Heat so much. Heat, without Jimmy Butler, they don't really have anybody else that's, like, a huge star.
When the Heat lost LeBron James and when Dwayne Wade retired from them, I think that that affected them and got them worser. Because yeah. LeBron James is a super good player.
After that, the Heat didn't really have anybody until really, like, these past 2 years when they got Jimmy Butler. A few years ago, they went back to the finals against LeBron James and the Lakers, and they weren't able to win, but that's fine. But it was a great series, but Heat wasn't able to compete. But I think he could go all the way.
Just the Heat, yeah. Like you said, they're a good player. They're a good team. Jimmy Butler, he dominates everybody. He would be probably my second for your question. And, yeah, because he's just a really good player, too.
I think that if Ja Morant didn't get injured, he probably would have been one of the best players. Like, he could have been good. He's been really good in this series, but he's gotten a lot of injuries this year, so that's kind of a hard part. But also, John Morant, when he gets injured, it's kind of tough. So, but
what do you think would happen if John Morant gets injured next year if they make it to the playoffs again, and then that really affects them?
If they go back again next year and John Morant gets injured, that's going to just really suck because they have, like, good depth. They've got, like, great people that, like, are on the bench that start, and they've just got great, they got a great all-around team. There's really no saying that they don't.
John Morant, he just helps them out so good, making the shots, getting them points. Like, whenever he gets fouled, it's like an and one, because he can just make the shots whenever, like, he shoots. He's just that good of a player.
Yeah, and Giannis Antetokounmpo, he's done pretty well in this, but Jason Tatum, he's just really done good. Like, last year, I don't even think the Celtics made the playoffs. Like, they were horrible last year, and this year, they just came out here as the number two seed in the East. They could actually probably go to the NBA playoffs. They got to go play Heat. Heat, I think, is going to win, but Celtics, they're going to give them good competition.
Right now, the Mavericks are beating the Suns by, like, 40, so the Mavericks kind of secure the win. So that is going to be really good for the Mavericks because since they beat the Suns, I think that they could beat any other team because the Suns are a super good team.
Yeah. Who do you think is going over Heat or the Celtics to the finals?
I think that if Jason Tatum goes off, Celtics. But if Jimmy Butler goes off, obviously Heat because they are a super good team.
I agree with you. If Jimmy Butler goes off, it's the Heat. If Jason Tatum goes off, it's them. I think it depends on whoever goes out there and shows that they're the better team, that they have, like, they deserve to be there, that they're just not in the playoffs because they keep getting lucky, that they're really good. So I think whoever goes out there and just shows they're the best and performs, they both could, it's going to be good. But whoever wins, it's going to be a great series. And then in the West, Warriors or the Suns and Mavericks?
I think that if it's the Warriors versus the Mavericks, I think that the Warriors are going to win. But if it's the Warriors versus the Suns, I think the Suns are going to win. I think that the Warriors are going to beat the Mavericks unless Jalen Brunson and Luka Doncic go off. Stephen Curry, he usually goes off. And if he goes off against the Suns, if they play them, then he will just win it for them.
Yeah, I think that if the Mavericks are a good team, but I think that they don't have what it takes to go to the finals. Like, they got Luka Doncic. Obviously, he's really good. I think he's one of the best in the NBA. Like, maybe of all time, even.
Yeah.
He's really good.
He's just super good.
He can play defense, and he's a good defensive player, but his offense is phenomenal. So I think that the Warriors have more players that are good. Mavericks have him, maybe Jalen Brunson. No one really else is, like, a star, like, huge on that team. But the Warriors, they've got so much.
Jalen Brunson is showing that he's huge now. After dominating against the teams, he used to be not like a huge player doing good for Villanova. Then when he got on the Mavericks, he didn't do the best. Then this season, he just went huge.
Yeah, before this, after he did really good in college with Villanova, no one really heard his name that much. Like, he came here and he was kind of like not really doing anything. And all of a sudden this year in the playoffs, he just exploded. When Luka Doncic went out, he really just showed up as, like, the best.
Like, he just was awesome and just destroyed every team with his shots.
The Jazz could not defend him. He was getting easy baskets against them. But also the Jazz kind of fell apart.
The Jazz, they usually fall apart in the playoffs. They just lose it in the first round usually, and they just don't make it.
Yeah. All right. You got anything else?
Nope.
Here's an update. The Mavs won the series in Game 7, and Luka Doncic and Jalen Brunson and Spencer Dinwiddie together had, like, nearly 70 points, and Devin Booker and Chris Paul together only had 20.
That is a lot of points.
Yeah, the Mavericks just, they went out there and destroyed. Let's answer our trivia question now. The question was, how many NBA championships has Stephen Curry won?
The answer is 3. So if you got it right, give yourself a pat on the back. If you didn't, get our next trivia.
Alrighty, well, that's all for this podcast. Thanks for listening to Nonstop Sports.
Thanks for listening. Hope that you watch the playoffs. Have a fun rest of the day.